How do you feel? Do you feel groggy? Confused? Do you know where you are? Are you ever going to acknowledge me? So you're just going to ignore me, are you? Wow. That is something that you are very good at. No skin off my nose. I can wait. I've got all the time in the world. But aren't you curious? Don't you want to know what's happening, where you are? Wow. Finally, acknowledgement. Was it painful? Did it hurt? Acknowledging my existence. Was it painful? No? So why have you been ignoring me? Oh, you weren't ignoring me. See, now you're guilty of two crimes. Ignoring me. And lying to me. Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm an idiot? Because I'm not. I'm not an idiot. Although I feel like one sometimes. You made me feel like an idiot. Tell me, was it all a game to you? Leading me on, gaining my affection, and then casting me aside? Only it wasn't quite that, was it? You didn't make that much of an effort, you just ignored me. Silence. Do you know that can drive a girl mad? The not knowing. All there was an echo. An echo of what I thought. What I hoped. And in that kind of silence, with those kind of emotions rebounding off the walls, you go crazy. I made excuses at first. You were busy. Your phone wasn't working. You were exhausted. And then I stopped making excuses and I got angry. But that didn't last. The excuses came back. You see, because I really like you. I really, really like you. We have chemistry. You said all the right things. You're sexy. Sweet. At least I thought you were. Honest. Obviously not honest. And I really liked you. It wouldn't be an overstatement to say that I was falling for you. But then there was just this void. This distinct lack of you. I tried to get in touch. Each message carefully thought out. But I didn't get a reply. He didn't even read them. That is what you think of me. That's how much you care. I think I became a little obsessed. I know I messaged you too much. I just couldn't stop myself. You feel strange? It's understandable. Why? Well, I'll get to that. See, when I wanted you to talk to me, to tell me what was happening, you didn't do that, so I guess you'll just have to wait. Wait like I did, but unlike me, you actually will get an answer. Because I'm not. I was about to say something that I would regret. Because I'm not you. You know, there's a particular type of viciousness to what you did. You said so many sweet things, such honeyed words, and then you just disappeared. Didn't say goodbye. Didn't do anything. But it's understandable, of course, because messages take so long to craft. No, they don't, you absolute shit. All it would have taken was a second. You could have said, I'm not interested. You could have said goodbye. You could have been sarcastic, punny, insulting. But you weren't. You were just gone. And I slowly started to go insane. The not knowing, the silence, the lack of acknowledgement. It created the perfect storm and I fell. I became obsessed. Angry. Needsome. Aching, craving, ravenous, it was unpleasant. And it could have all had been avoided if you had just said something. But you didn't, you just disappeared. You just ghosted me. I didn't know what it was called. But a little bit of Googling soon revealed that it is a thing, being ghosted. It hurts. It's painful. It's agony. It's just so cruel. You know, when this first started, I wasn't so obsessed with you. I really liked you. But then, it became stronger, deeper, but it became twisted. And all I could think about was that you had ghosted me. You didn't fade, you just disappeared. Ghosted. 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 That word echoing in the silence. The silence that was deafening. The silence that was driving me mad. And then I thought, if you want to ghost people, maybe you should be a ghost. Oh, you have no idea what's going on, do you? You know, you should be more careful who you ghost. Ghosting a witch is a little bit of a shitty, really dumb thing to do. Yes, I'm a witch. You can say what you want. Doesn't really matter now. Now you should actually be very honored. I had to come up with a spell just for you. A ritual, a sacrifice. I had to craft the words, the runes. I had to put my blood, my pain, my anger, all into this one spell. But it worked. It worked, and now look at you. Look at you just floating. You see, there's no such thing as an accidental ghost. There is no spirit without purpose. There's always something that ties them to the mortal world. It can be anger, it can be hatred, it can be love, it can be sorrow. But there's always something. And a ghost without purpose is, it's the most pitiful thing. No sense of self. No sense of purpose, just emptiness. An endless void. A void that you will shout into and you will never, ever get a reply. Because that's what you are. You are a ghost. A ghost without purpose. A ghost without connection. A ghost that will never, ever be acknowledged again. You ghosted me. You ghosted me and just expected everything to be fine. Wow. It's not fine. And as is the way of the world, your actions have consequences. You ghosted me and I ghosted you. But I didn't just kill you. No. That wouldn't be enough. I have been cruel and cold. You see, when a ghost has remains, there's a connection, even if they're hidden. The spirit has a way of connecting with it. So no remains. Not buried, not burnt, not anything. There is nothing of you left. Your body, gone. Every possession, gone. Every trace of you, gone. All there is me. It's like you're a balloon on a string. I'm holding on tightly. I'm looking at you, regarding you, acknowledging you. So you're there. But if I don't look at you, if I start to forget, feels strange. Amnesia. Well, perhaps not. Amnesia by its nature tends to be temporary. This is permanent. The memory is being burnt out of my head. Oh, I wonder if this is how you feel. Feel like you're losing, that something's missing. I wanted to have enough time to tell you, to talk to you, to say goodbye, because I'm not as cool as you are. I won't think of you anymore. You are a ghost. I ghosted you. What was I doing? What? I was talking to someone. Who was I talking to? That's strange. What was I doing? I could have sworn that there was someone here. There was definitely, was there some, I was dreaming again. Damn it. I feel pretty good. But I feel very good. And I don't know why. And I'm talking to myself. Oh, that's worrying. I can't stop smiling. What is this? Why do I feel so happy? I guess it's just going to be a good day. A really good day. It must have been an amazing dream that I can't remember, that I can never remember, but I guess there's no point trying to remember. I mean, that's nothing. Going to be a very good day.